Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, Felicia. They transferred me over to somehow. I've got these charges on my account that I never made. And
what's your first and last name and address?
It's David Conner, Conner.
And the address, please?
404 North Poplar Street, Cynthiana, Kentucky. 41031.
Okay, one moment while I pull that account for you. Okay, I see that there was a survey offer where you had a 3-question survey, and on December 3rd, you paid the $574.
No. All that stuff is all a catch. Why would I do that? That third was on December 5th. I found that out a while ago. Then you charged me another $67.32. Today, but I don't even know how that was done today, and it still beat my check on, and the only reason I noticed is because it overdrew me, and I don't even know what the heck that's for, and I don't know that, and I couldn't have done no kind of purchase, because I've been sick, and I've been like confined to the house for the last few days, so I know I ain't done nothing. That's fraud. I want my money.
Okay, so what I can do is I can go ahead and start an investigation on the account. We'll contact the local police department and have them to run the IP address, and that'll give us the location of whomever submitted the order. Once we finish the investigation, we'll notify you back. I'm going to give you a confirmation number.
That's fine. Okay. Now, ma'am, when you go and contact the local officials and they do the IP address, you need for them to investigate and make sure that wasn't some kind of hack, because that really don't say a whole lot by you saying that. So, I mean, I don't really know how much you know about the actual internet. But the number one crime in the world is people getting their internet hacked. So go ahead with that number. I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay, that number is C as in Charlie, 263-125-477.
Okay, I got another question. You're telling me you're going to, what is this for? I don't even know what this item is.
It's for a cookware set that was, you did a survey offer to have a cookware set mailed out.
A cookware set? What kind of cookware? What kind of cookware was that, ma'am?
Pots and pans, sir.
Oh. My wife's got all the cookware she needs. That's funny.
Okay, well, once we finish the investigation, sir, we'll notify you back. I do have your account closed out. Your refund will be credited back temporarily within 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else for you?
Ma'am, that 3 to 5 doesn't do me no good. On the rest of my bills going to be jacked up, and I ain't ordered no cookware. You made me overdraw. Do you not understand what I just stated? 3 to 5 days ain't going to fix that.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is, you're making it look like that's not a big deal, but like you're going to cause 2 or 3 of my other bills to get off track because of that, and I didn't do no cookware.
Yes, that's why I said we're going to investigate, sir. That'll give us the exact location of who placed the order, and then once we find out who submitted the order, we'll notify you back.
Now, ma'am, all I'm trying to tell you is I'm fine with that. But you're trying to see what the IP is. People hack your IPs all the time. It's called spoofing. So you're not making me feel any better about you going to get to the bottom of nothing. Because if it comes back hypothetically to my IP, that still means nothing. Did you send out a cookware set to my home? No.
We're not the company that you ordered from, Mr. David. I haven't been doing it for the company.
I got you, but you ought to get with that company and notify them.
We
want
to reach out to them as well, sir.
Well, you need to tell them not to send crap because I ain't ordered crap.
Okay, well, we'll notify you back once this investigation has been completed.
All right. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Is there anything else for you, Mr. David?